Absolute is allness and nothingness. That's an interesting concept, isn't it? How can something be everything, and how can that something be nothing? Well, it is. Suffice it to say, it is. You are allness, and you are nothingness. I am allness, and I am nothingness. Absolute is allness, absolute is nothingness. I am allness, I am nothingness. You are allness, you are nothingness. Sounds like I'm trying to put those ideas into one package, isn't it? And it's true. It's not unique in absolute, because absolute is the allness and the nothingness, for it to be the allness and the nothingness. However, for us to think about ourselves being the allness and the nothingness doesn't quite bear fruit. It doesn't quite stand up to what we know to be. Now, why is that? Why is that? That absolute can be allness and nothingness, and we somehow don't want to think that we are allness and nothingness. Because when we say we're allness, we say that everything that exists, everything that is, even the nothingness, everything that is, we are. Everything, and that means everything. That means whether it is in another galaxy, on other dimensions of life, whether it is on this dimension in its many varied forms, in many varied countries, and many varied aspects of the earth. Some people say at the center of the earth is another world. And other people say at the center of the earth is molten metal. Other people say at the center of the earth is electronic energy that is moving in such a magnificent way that it is keeping the earth in its formation. However, we like to mystify the earth by saying these things. What do we think about a planet? What do we think about a planet which is just like Earth, only Earth's location has placed it in just such a position to be in the life condition that it has? Now, the Earth does not have the allness, and does the Earth have life form in the center of it? Is there another world? Yes, that's the word. Is there another world in the center of the Earth in which people live? There are many people who believe this. Many people who are intuitively aware and believe this concept. And then there are many who do not. And there are many who wishfully think that there might be otherness in this earth too. But that's dwelling upon an aspect of allness. Now, we have a statement, and this statement is, it gets us into a lot of trouble. But the statement is that whatever you can conceive, whatever you can think about, whatever you can have in your thought, in your mind, and believe it, and that is, be aware of it, it exists. No matter how strange or far out that thought may be, if you have a thought, and you have a thought about something, it does not need to be good or bad, but you have a thought about something, it exists. You may have a thought about what life might be on Mars, or on Saturn, or on Jupiter, or Venus, or in any place at all, and even on Earth. And whatever these thoughts are, perhaps, quite likely, they do exist. Not perhaps, but they do. They do exist, but the thing is, do you have the courage in your consciousness to investigate, to believe, to project, to promote? Many authors have written science fiction books about what goes on in the world, what goes on in the allness, and they are perhaps published, and many of them, more than likely, are not published because they're thought to be harebrained. They're thought to be marvelous thinking, where not marvelous, but without marbles, where the brain has not all of its faculties at functioning. And this is an improper thing for us to think about. We think whatever we think, and because we think it, we bring it into being. the possibility of all things being expressed in ancient times and in present times and in future times is equal. However, the thought about those things was not universal at each time. Just a matter of a few years ago, it was thought to be impossible to have chips that would be large enough to have the things on them that we want to have. And so the ideas grow with the possibilities. So when the chips are there, what do the programmers do? They create programs that are large enough to fill the chips. And we were in bytes, and we were in kilobytes, 1,000 bytes. We were in megabytes, 1,000,000 bytes. We were in gigabytes, billion bytes. And we were in all of the other byte forms that are coming up, trillions and the zillions and the quintillions. That'll all come. And only now, because we are enlarging our thinking that we are the allness, do we realize that it's a possibility. Only now do we realize that in absolute is allness and nothingness, and it's a possibility. Now, the ancient peoples thought those things did not exist. They didn't even think they did not exist because they didn't know what they thought did not exist. They could not conceive of a computer back in the days of the cavemen. They couldn't think of tall buildings or airplanes or other wonderful things that today are quite common. But what does the future bring? The future brings whatever we think in the now. It exists already, and it exists complete and fulfilled already, because the year 23,000 already exists. The year 23,000 is not 2003 or 2004. 23,000 or 100,000, 100,000,000,000. Yes, those times all exist, and they exist right now. They exist in the allness, in the absolute right now, and they exist for us right now. If we wanted to tune into such a thing in our consciousness right at this moment, and we had the sincerity, the dedication, the diligence, the one-pointedness, and if we were untouched by what we saw, which would be kind of strange to our thinking, and if we're not possessed by the present, and we don't judge how we think about the future, boom, we're right there. Now, this did not dwell much on the concept of nothingness, but think of nothingness, too. How does nothingness affect us? Well, if we want to close our mind to anything, for us, that doesn't exist. If we want to close our mind to any experience, that experience doesn't exist, even if we have the experience. We can go through a war, be right in the center of war, and be untouched. There was a man in Hiroshima when the atomic bomb had dropped, and he was at the center, and yet he walked away unscathed. Unbelievable? Irredeemable? Has it been a proven fact? Yes, it was. Did they play it up much? Nope. It was so ludicrous, it was so beyond imagination, that it faded away because it was something that they couldn't believe. Are there people presently living in the desert who are working on the project and being tested by scientists constantly, who do drink no water, who eat no food? Are there people who can do this? Do some of our great religious leaders who go on fasts of no water, of no food, for a period of time, and yet their bodies do not lose any weight, their bodies do not lose any of its resiliency that the water brings to it? How do they do that? How do they do that? Because they are living in the nothingness, and yet they're living in the allness. They're living in the nowness. They're living in an attitude that is so fantastic. I say, dream your wildest dream. It has no capacity of coming near the possibilities that it can be. dream your wildest dream. Write your science fiction, and tomorrow watch your science fiction reveal itself. Write your poetry of the beauty and the harmony of the soul, and watch the beauty and the harmony of the soul reveal. The word nothingness doesn't mean quite what we think that it means. We think of nothingness meaning no-thingness. And, in a manner of speaking, it is a no-thingness. However, by the very fact that we say it has no thing, we give it a thing on which to be a no. We give it something, of the relative form at least, to say that it was or will be or was not and could not be. Now, these things are fun to play with. And I think dwelling on the nothingness leaves us with a sort of a insecure feeling. And though nothingness does exist and is a reality, if I concentrate on the allness, and I concentrate on the allness and the nowness, then I am putting into motion something for me that is more useful, more positive, more beneficial, and more exciting. Where do you want to be? You can study absolute, and you can study its allness, you can study its nothingness, you can study all these things, but where do you want to be? What area do you want to be in? Do you have the time in your life? Oh, dream your wildest dream, that I say. But do you have the time in your life to spend upon diverse attitudes that lead you nowhere, that do not lead you one-pointedly toward your goal of being your absolute self, of being your divine self, of being that which you truly are? We have so much of our thought time that we want to give to something. Rather give it to the golden goose than to the egg. Give it to our awareness of who and what we are, and say, all is good and all is very good. Say, I am perfect. Say, my world is perfect. Say, I live in the allness. Say, whatever thought comes to my mind, so long as that thought is a thought that I believe is beneficial, that thought is now a reality. I accept it, I claim it, I realize it. And when we accept it, we claim it, and we realize it, then the world starts shaking, the earth starts trembling. All that is necessary to bring it about, which is merely our awareness, but all that is necessary to bring it about in our awareness happens, and all of the old ideas are shaken up and disappear because they would limit us, and all the new awareness that would reveal it to us is brought forth in our consciousness. Yes, absolute is allness and nothingness, and the time I spent most wisely is spent on the allness, the nowness, the me-ness, the oneness. And this goes for the entire world. But if I do not train myself first, I cannot be a benefit to my world. If I do not teach myself first, I am not a benefit to myself or anyone. And that's why this nowness, this I am-ness, this me-ness is so important and must never be overlooked. As you think these thoughts, let your mind soar into the realm of magic, the realm of inspiration, the realm of reality, the realm of goodness beyond all words. For that is who you are, that is who I am, and that is who all is. Have a lovely day. Think absolute thoughts. Think absolute thoughts in the allness. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.